Hello everyone and welcome to another video game review for the Bandit Sites Podcast. This one I'm reviewing a game that is the remastered version of Alan Wake. If you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, you can see that I got it pulled up in the background on my PS5. This is a game I was fairly familiar with, at least the name of it. I had heard about it years ago when it first came out in 2010, but I'd never actually learned what it was about, or I'd never played it until, honestly, I only started playing it a couple of days ago. Let me just read the quick synopsis that I have pulled up on the remedygames.com. See, part action game, part psychological thriller, Alan Wake is a pulse-pounding thrill ride. When the wife of the best-selling writer Alan Wake disappears on their vacation, his search turns up pages from a thriller he doesn't even remember writing. A dark presence stalks the small town of Bright Falls, pushing Wake to the brink of sanity in his fight to unravel the mystery and save his love. Very clearly a psychological thriller once you get into the game. I'm not very far into it yet. I'm only two episodes into it. That's one of the things I actually was intrigued by, that it's an episodic format, broken into six episodes. The first one is Nightmare, episode two is Taken, episode three is Ransom, episode four, The Truth, episode five, The Clicker, and episode six, Departure. And I'm only in the middle of episode two, Taken, so I don't have the full detail of what the game entails, but I do know there is Alan Wake 2 coming out on the 27th, I believe. Let me pull that up. Yes, October 27th for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. So obviously either our titular character, Alan Wake, somehow survives enough to make it into a sequel. Oh, but now the game itself and the gameplay, it's very simple, you know, kind of what you would expect for a game like this. It's a third-person presentation, and not really super action, you know, like you would expect from like an Uncharted kind of game, but there is action in there. It's more of just, it's more survival action, I guess is the way I would compare it, which I enjoy, which again, anyone who knows how much I've loved playing The Last of Us knows how much I enjoy that kind of game. And I enjoy the games that are very driven by the story and not so much the action, so a game like Alan Wake is right up my alley. And I love that it feels very much like a Stephen King kind of novel, which is funny because, you know, it's actually, there's a lot of references and influence from Stephen King very clearly. I'm actually, let me pull it up right here on the wiki. Influences on here for Alan Wake. It says, yeah, Alan Wake was influenced by and often alludes to certain films, TV shows, and books, as well as paying homage to a number of artists and works. I'm not gonna read the whole thing or read it verbatim. I'm just gonna get to this part. It says, best-selling author Stephen King was a major inspiration for Alan Wake, which is very clear once you get into it. Honestly, within the first few minutes of playing, it's very clear. And they actually, this is the main character as a writer whose work is coming true is a theme that has been explored by King in a number of his works. Anyone who's familiar with the works of Stephen King already knows that. And also, like, there's narration by Alan Wake throughout the game, which is like he is telling the story of what is happening as it's happening, you know, very much like a novel. And some of the stuff that from Stephen King, there's quoted lines from a Stephen King essay, homages to The Shining, to Christine, influences and homages to Bret Easton Ellis and Neil Gaiman, and stuff, references to Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock, and some stuff with Twin Peaks as well, and as well as The Ring and other famous names in films and TV shows of pop culture. I didn't play the original version that was released on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC, so I did not get to experience it in its raw form, I guess you would say, from 13 years ago. I'm playing the remastered version with the enhanced visual aspect of it, which, honestly, it's, why would I want to play the original version with the less than visual presentation? Not to take away from the work that the artists and developers put into this game, because it's a lot of hard work. I, you know, could never do the work that these people make, no matter what the shit, what's, you know, Remedy, Naughty Dog, Rockstar, Rocksteady, and all these developers and game developers, 2K, how all the work that they put into creating these stories and creating the visual that we get to enjoy from these games, and especially now with how advanced technology has become, where a video game looks so realistic, like you're looking at real human beings, like the enhanced version of Alan Wake, the remastered version, the visual design of Alan Wake looks very much like Steven Weber, if you're familiar with that, which is funny. Speaking of Stephen King, he plays Jack Torrance in the TV version of The Shining. And at least to me, I don't know if anyone else would feel the same way, but just that was the first thing that I picked up on when I looked at Alan Wake in the initial moments of playing the game, that he looked very much like Steven Weber, a much younger Steven Weber, a little gruffer, with some stubble, kind of like what I have, but, you know, not as thick. But yeah, I'm enjoying the story so far that I have played. I'm enjoying the psychological thriller aspect of it, the supernatural elements that are in there as well. Again, the gameplay is very simple. You know, you have your guns that you have to use to vanquish these supernatural beings that you'll encounter throughout the game. And just the mystery of it, I am very much intrigued, because I have no idea where this story is going to go. And I love when I can't predict where the story is going. And, like, because, like, I would have, like, you know, like, all right, clearly they're going to go in this direction, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. But then when it takes a far left turn that I was not expecting, I love that even more. Which is one of the reasons why I considered The Last of Us Part 2 to be my all-time favorite video game, because it went in the complete direction that I did not expect and put it right at the top of best games that I've ever played with storytelling. And this one, so far, I'm feeling very much like how I felt when I played The Last of Us Part 2 that for the first time 3 years ago. And am I going to feel the same way by the end of it? I don't know. Can't say for sure. But I know that I'm enjoying it very, very much right now. And I'm, like, again, I'm only into half, I would want to assume, halfway through episode 2 of this game. And I am, again, I like that it's done in that presentation, because even when I started up the episode 2 part, it did a recap of previously, you know, on this game, and I enjoyed that, because I mean, even in the Spider-Man Miles Morales game, that they had like a little optional recap of his story from the first Spider-Man game released in 2018, and I like that they actually have a recap of the previous chapter or episode to get you prepared for the next one. They even explain it on here, that they says the recap sequence opens each episode to serve as a refresher for the player's memory and point to things that will become relevant shortly within that specific episode. And I like that, because it forces the player to pay more attention to the details of the episode that they are currently playing, because they don't know what elements and parts of this current episode will play into the next one that you get into. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing where the things that have been laid out in the first two episodes that I've experienced so far, where that's going to lead me through is episodes 3, 4, 5, and 6. And there's also the download, the DLC specials. Special 1 is The Signal, special 2 is The Writer. And so I'm looking forward to seeing where that's going to go. And I'm also looking forward to reading what the full story is going to be, because along the way you find, like, manuscripts of the story that he has apparently written, but is not aware that he has written it. And once you get to, like, a certain level of difficulty, you'll be able to unlock all the pages. And once I finish story right now on the current, I think I have it on normal difficulty, I'll play it through the top level one so that I can unlock those additional pages and get the full manuscript of the book that he unknowingly has written. And especially for someone like me, who is an aspiring writer, I'm writing 3 different things right now. I have my Part 3 Last of Us blog that I've been working on, I have my passion project screenplay that I've been working on, and other little blog projects that I'm working on. I'm working on 4 different things, because I also have my other movie script project that I've been trying to do off and on since I was 16 years old, since high school, and a few of my closest friends already know a lot about that one. And then the other passion project that I've been working on is a horror comedy. So getting to play this little horror game, especially right now we're in October, it is spooky season, so it just feels very appropriate, I feel. And yeah, I'm looking forward to diving deeper into the story of Alan Wake, and then eventually getting to play Alan Wake 2, which again comes out October 27th for PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X. And I will for sure enjoy that one as much as I'm enjoying this one. And yeah, that's all I've got to say for this video game review for Alan Wake Remastered. I have it pulled up right behind me on my PS5. I'm going to play it a little bit later because I got my next episode of the Minutides podcast that I'm going to record right after I finish this one. Thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. It helps y'all with the algorithms and, gets more eyes and ears on what I'm doing over here. You can do so, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere else that you can find. And the Linktree link has all the links right there to where you can find the podcast, as well as the links to my Minutize podcast store if you would like to support me on there and, put a little extra, change in my pocket so I can enjoy more of these games in the future and I'd be able to review them for you lovely people. And yeah, and thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I love and appreciate every single one of you who do. I truly and genuinely do. And I hope you all are doing well, staying safe, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones, and being the wonderful, wonderful people that I know you are and that you can be and should be and will be. Yes, again, this has been my review for Alan Wake Remastered. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.